So he said in verse 5, there had never been a generation that has been given the detailed understanding of this glorious mystery, divine mystery, until now. He kept it a secret until this generation. God is revealing it only now to his sacred apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. Here's the secret. What is the secret? He said, here it is. The gospel of grace has made you non-Jewish believers into co-heirs of his promise through your union with him. And you now have become members of the body, of his body, one with the Holy, the anointed one. Did you hear what he said? One with the anointed one. Now let me ask you, how is Jesus? Where is Jesus? What can he do? He's the anointed one. And it has to be talking about Jesus. You have become one with the anointed one. Who is he? Where is he? Is he scared? Is he defeated? Where is he? He's at the right hand of the Father. He's conquered everything that is to be conquered. There was nothing left to come against you that can overcome you. Are you listening to me? There was nothing left. Everything that's out there come up against you, you can say, greater is he that's in me. No sickness, no financial burden, no financial problem, no depression, no stress, no nothing. Yes, it's out there. Just like coronavirus out there, and people, that's too many people are falling apart, and you ought to not do that. That's why we have to be strong. That's why we have to be bold. That's why we have to teach the word. Oh, yeah, it's going to show up. But you're not moved by that. You build yourself. This is why we're sharing this, so you can prepare yourself. Because there's other things that will come. But they, just like this shall pass, they too shall pass. None of them will last. None. And you can be confident of that. They can talk about financial crisis, just what were we in when just a few years ago? Recession. We was in a recession. And the way it was given at the time looked like it was everything falling apart. What about the recession now? It has passed. It won't last. People, this ain't going to last. It is not going to last. So why get shook up over something that will not last and will not have do not have authority over you? You ever feel the wind blow? Yes, you have. Did it blow you away just because you felt it blow? No, you still here. So he want us to understand. Now here's what Satan didn't want to get out. He didn't want the church. If he had known by crucifying Jesus and putting him on the cross and crucifying him and all the shame and the pain and suffering that he went through, he was having a heyday. He thought he was doing something. He is the one supposed to be redeeming folks, redeeming mankind. Look what I'm doing to him. His followers, they speared him, they beat him, they spit on him, they put thorns on his head. They did every kind of despicable, ungodly thing, unholy thing. They did every kind of thing they could to make him look like an idiot. I'm going to show you about this king, call himself the king of the Jews. And they just did everything. He took it. Are y'all in the house? I said, he took it. Despising the shame, he took it. But he didn't know, he didn't have a clue that this was going to happen. If he had known, he wouldn't have touched him. He would have left him alone. But he's a fool. Was a fool, still is a fool. You know what kind of fool he is? A defeated fool. And you're going to let him influence you away from your covenant rights? Your blessed assurance that God has given you just because he brings a little pressure, a little persecution, opposition. That's why we have to stay together, the family. Strong faith, fully persuaded, unchangeable, unmovable, not wavering back and forth through man's opinion and some doctrine that's not even scripture. Because somebody quote a scripture and take it out of its setting and deceive. Don't be that weak. Be sound in your faith. Get on your faith until God talk to you. Stop letting everything talk to you and influence you. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. So listen up what he said here. See, verse 7. He said, I have been made a messenger of this wonderful news by the gifts of grace. Notice in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, God has given to every man the measure, the gift of grace. Everybody been gifted with the grace. You've been grace. You have a grace gift. And he said, it was given me by the gift of grace. God, this good news, this wonderful news by the gift of grace that works through me. Even though I am the least significant of all his holy believers, this grace gift was what? Imparted when the manifestation of his power came upon me. And you know where it came upon him, on the road to Damascus. That's when it was imparted to him. It was imparted to him. He said, grace alone. He didn't say some man or somebody, a company of people helped me or something. He said, grace alone empowered me so that I can what? Boldly preach this wonderful message to the non-Jewish people. Peter had a problem, but God helped him out. He had a problem preaching it to the non-Jewish. But he said, I was bold, this grace came upon me, empowered me, so I could preach this message to you and you. If it left up to Peter, we wouldn't have got it at first. But he got straightened out. God knew he would straighten him out. Just like you, and a lot of us stuff. If it left up to me, you wouldn't hear it. And that's the truth. Amen. But he said, the non-Jewish people sharing with them the what? Unfading, inexhaustible riches. Do you hear that? Inexhaustible. You know what the word inexhaustible? It's impossible to exhaust it, to take it and do away with all of it. Till there's none left. Impossible. It's inexhaustible. Riches. 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 How rich is God? I can't answer that. All I can say, rich, 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 rich. And I still hadn't answered fully. Huh? This what? Inexhaustible riches of Christ?